In Oakland, multiple city departments are struggling with IT issues after a ransomware attack last week. As KCBS's Raquel Maria Dillon tells us, the city is working with federal law enforcement and forensics consultants to figure things out.
Want to print a document at your local Oakland Public Library branch? No can do. The city of Oakland says it had to take its entire network offline to contain the cyber attack, and it's now gradually reconnecting those systems. Cybersecurity expert and Boston College professor Kevin Powers says the city's IT staff is likely focused on getting essential computer systems up and running first.
The best way to look at it is you're only as good as your incident response plan and how you train for that.
Powers says whether the city pays the ransom to get back all that data or not, getting back to normal operations is going to be expensive. He also says Oakland residents should be concerned.
And think of all the personally identifiable information and sensitive information that you share with the city. Now that information is no longer with the city. They might have it backed up, but it is in the hands of the cyber attackers.
He says it's a good time to change your password with any city apps or websites. In Oakland, Raquel Maria Dillon, KCBS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.